Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Monday, the 30th of June. Over the weekend, US-Canada trade talks were stopped and then started again. Unusually, this was not a unilateral US retreat, as Canada withdrew its digital services tax as part of the process. The whole process is something that investors are right to ignore. Today also marks a tax cut by US President Trump, as cars imported from the United Kingdom will only be taxed at 10%, not 25%. That still leaves US auto buyers worse off than they were 6 months ago, but somewhat better off than they were last week. Meanwhile, the US Senate is tying itself into knots over budget issues. US Treasury Secretary Bessent has asked the Senate to remove Section 899, which would have made it possible for foreign investors into the states to be taxed on a whim, specifically the whim of the US president. That was not seen as helpful at a time when some foreign investors have been questioning the wisdom of investing in the United States at all. The market is assuming that US debt levels will continue to increase with the passage of this budget. Deficit reduction requires some rather heroic assumptions about growth and revenue. The unsustainable US fiscal position is concerning, but it is also worth remembering that US private wealth is at a record high, and no doubt there will be efforts to mobilize that wealth as US government debt levels continue to increase. On the data calendar, we have German inflation numbers for June, seen holding more or less steady. That was also broadly the case with the Spanish and French data that was published last week. UK final GDP for the first quarter is also scheduled, which is not, in fact, really final data, and which very possibly still underreports UK economic activity. One of the problems in times of significant structural change is that a century-old concept like GDP is not necessarily measuring the right things in the right way. Japan and South Korea both reported weak industrial production figures for May. Japan's data was pushed down by aircraft part production. Semiconductor production for Korea was less affected than were other sectors. These sorts of relative swings in different sectors are likely to be a feature as US trade taxes hit. Some sectors will see reduced production if US consumers are price sensitive. Other sectors will continue to produce if US consumers do not have ready substitutes and instead have to cut back on other spending to afford the imports. Ahead today, we have the release of the comments section of the Dallas Fed Manufacturing Survey. There's also a manufacturing survey number released at the same time, but that's not especially meaningful. The comments provide entertainment value. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.